This is Arts and More on WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Now let's head outside and talk about chestnuts. They've been a staple of many farmers' diets since European settlers first arrived in the United States. By the middle of the 20th century, though, millions of chestnut trees were dying from blight. But as WMUK's Joan Donaldson tells us, the chestnut is coming back in Michigan, just in time for a delicious fall meal.
Even though I grew up in a mid-sized town, on Sunday afternoons, my family often drove into the surrounding countryside, where we would buy a gallon of cider from a fruit stand, and then troll the back roads for hickory nut trees. My parents could afford to buy walnuts at the grocery store, but my father loved hickory nuts, and also wanted to pass on the tradition of going nutting. Yet for other farm families, nuts provided not only flavor in their baking, but also another source of income. Years ago, I met an older woman who described how she and her brother would pick up black walnuts that their father would sell to buy them new shoes. Even today, sometimes I spy a sign stating, "Hauled black walnuts for sale." Sadly, one nut tree that almost vanished from our country's soil is the American chestnut. While the Appalachian Mountain region is more well known for chestnuts, they also grew in the Midwest, until blight marched across America in the early 20th century, killing billions of trees. Shortly after coming to our farm, I spotted chestnut saplings growing in our woods. But when they reached about 20 feet tall, they succumbed to the blight. In the mid-1990s, Michigan State University encouraged farmers to plant a new variety of chestnut that was resistant to the blight. My husband, John, and I began to notice small nut orchards dotting the landscape. Currently, Michigan growers cultivate about 1,000 acres of chestnut trees that yield an average of 100,000 pounds a year, making Michigan a leader in the chestnut industry. Like other farmers, John and I planted a few chestnuts and watched them unfurl their shiny, serrated leaves as they grew. A few years later, in June, long white catkins blossomed in the uppermost branches, and bees buzzed around them. Throughout the summer and early autumn, the prickly burrs expanded until in October when they split their seams, releasing shiny brown chestnuts. John and I watched for that moment and then raced the squirrels to the bounty. We load a ladder and buckets into our pickup and drive to the trees. While John climbs the ladder and picks the high branches, I fill my bucket from the nuts that have fallen on the ground. Chestnuts are high in protein and fiber, yet low in oils. Because they're mostly composed of water, they need to be refrigerated. Sometimes we roast the nuts for snacks or sprinkle them in salads, but mostly they turn up in warm vegetable dishes. My family loves chestnut soup, and everyone enjoys my chestnut and Brussels sprout casserole that I carry along to potlucks or Thanksgiving dinner. Chestnuts are more than a symbol of the holiday season, but a reminder of how the American landscape provided a high-protein staple for wildlife and the early settlers. And now, Michigan farmers supply chestnuts to enhance our fall cooking. For WMUK, I'm Joan Donaldson.